Welcome to the Coronavirus Chronicle. I'm your host, Monika Müller-Kroll. We are facing one of the biggest global health threats in decades, which has led governments around the world to shut down daily life. But how is a race to contain COVID-19 affecting the people it's meant to protect? These are their stories here in Berlin.
My name is Taina Gedges, and I'm here in Berlin since 2009.
Taina, who is 42, is an artist, a cook, and a food activist with a focus on sustainable living. I ask her how she's keeping up with her work during the pandemic.
Yeah, right now I am facing a new challenge and a new chapter in my life, which is to do some videos with the Education Department for Sustainable City Development. They invited me to do these videos with cooking, with leftovers. Yeah, we got some ideas on how to sort of get out of the box and do something different with food, giving some meaning for food, such as to create artworks that we can eat using leftovers.
And can you give me an example of some of these artworks you created, these edible artworks?
Yeah, this one that is online, I created for an exhibition with the topic Food, Waste and Money. And I thought about how the food could potentially be in the future. And one of the possibilities would be that we come back to the roots and we eat like indigenous people used to. I created this piece of soil that you can eat, and it looks quite funny.
How important is food in this crisis?
Some of us are experiencing cooking more at home and cooking delicious, nutritious food with their kids. But there's also a group of people that is not able to eat healthy and nutritious food. Yeah, I think like the challenge is you just get your ingredients once in a week. So you have the fresh ingredients, not very fresh at the end of the week. So you have to be very conscious about how to plan the meals and how to not waste the food. So you get to eat good during 7 days. That's a big thing for me.
And what did you cook today?
Kind of Mexican style, like with beans, corn, and soy, this kind of like chili sin carne. And I got a bit of Japanese rice, and I got some potatoes and some like veggies that were like on the fridge. So I just like mixed them with good olive oil. And I always have these sprouts because it's amazing thing, you know, it just need to wash them 2 times or 3 times in a day, and one sprouted seed has like the whole potential of one plant. So basically you are eating the whole broccolis with all the everything, all the nutrients, and then you can eat a lot of broccolis all together, and that's like pretty amazing.
Taina, do you think we waste less food these days?
I think it's curious because before, you know, like we were so much concerned about the waste and how to avoid waste. And then suddenly, oh, it's crisis. So it's allowed to make like a lot of garbage, you know. And I think this is something also to look at. And it's not because we are living in a crisis that we can produce a lot of garbage, you know. I think also to concerning like the food habits, we should also consider that eating healthy or staying, keeping ourselves healthy means, for me at least, eating good food and also doing some spiritual training to find the balance.
Taina tells me she hopes others will do the same. Tune in tomorrow to hear another personal story from Berlin on the Coronavirus Chronicle. I'm Monika Müller-Kroll. If you have a story you want to share for this series, write us at the Coronavirus Chronicle at kcrwberlin.org.